Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid Podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society. And now, Three Witches and a Druid Podcast present Shenka.
Almond's daughter, creature of light, hear her calling. Another soul takes flight, death and beauty. To her, it's all the same thing. It doesn't matter. When she calls your name, you see lights again. With all your pretty little things, chooser of the slain, hear her calling, no longer in the game, the past is gone now, you won't be back again, you see lights again. With all your pretty little things, darkness flowing, feel the curtains tear, hear her calling, a chill upon the air. Upon you, too late now to beware.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back once again to Three Witches and a Druid, where we sit around talking about our personal lives and personal experiences as pagans. Although I don't know how much personal experience I'm wondering any of us may have with this current topic. Anyways, I am Margo.
And I am Maeve.
Gwen.
And I'm Brian. So we're heading into spooky season. This episode should come out in October sometime. And I thought a fun topic will be to discuss hexes, curses, the ethics, how-tos, and why-nots of them. So, as Margo said, do any of us even have any experience in this area?
I do not have any personal experience. I have heard stories of friends' personal experiences.
I kind of assume most of us in this room are pretty anti-curse hex.
Yes, yeah. The threefold law. Yeah. I'm a old-fashioned girl there. The threefold law, it will come back after you. You will pay a price for it. You will pay a price. Now that you say my mind is twisting, like, can you hex bad things, though? Like, I'm going to hex overeating. Can you do that?
So, like, you want to hex actions?
Yeah, like, can you hex the actions?
Or do you hope to hex the person with that action?
No, hex the action. Like, you know, when I want that
entire
box of pumpkin spice cookies. I hex my want for that?
Oh, I see.
I was going to say
a box of pumpkin spice cookies is not a person or thing.
No. Like, hex me
were
wanting.
Were you meaning hexing somebody else into overeating?
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
No. I meant put a hex on my want to do that.
No, I don't think that's called a hex. I think that's...
Willpower.
No, I generally am against them.
You often see in Facebook groups or TikToks, like, there was that time where they were all trying to hex the moon. And
what the heck? How do you hex the moon?
In social media, don't ask.
And
don't
why?
Be silly. The best solution to those problems is just don't ask. But yes, they were trying to hex the moon. They were talking about hexing fairies. And a lot of the time I find hexing and cursing comes out of a place of, I don't know if the word ignorance is correct, just not understanding, not knowing what they're doing. They have the intent without the ability to do.
Yes. Or they don't know enough about magic to know how it works.
Yes.
To realize what harm they could be causing.
Yes.
Not just that other person, but certainly themselves. Because what you do comes back to you.
Yeah.
And it can be a very slippery slope.
Yeah.
Very slippery slope to walk.
True. Now, what are your thoughts and opinions here?
Yeah.
The one person who's been quiet so far.
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah.
She must have a bad story.
No, I have a different philosophy. I genuinely do. And it's not going to be popular with the initiated Wiccans. I'm trying to be really diplomatic.
No.
Here.
This episode has to be more than 5 minutes.
No more diplomacy.
You can come back. I do have ways to prevent things, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk
about
that.
Well, and I have a story of being collateral damage to somebody that was hexed. So I have been on the receiving end of something that was a curse that had to be lifted by somebody. And that's a bit of a story. But witchcraft itself, divorced from our neo-pagan religions, was, yeah, there was magic done in the highest circles, right? Around Queen Elizabeth, we have all these grimoires and that sort of thing to prove that. Mm-hmm. But it was also folk magic is the magic of the people. Mm-hmm. And they had no power. And mm-hmm. they used magic to even the playing field a bit, right? They nudge the odds. They would have charmers. They would have, and really, like, there was charmers that did positive type things, at least, and I'm thinking from a Northern European aspect, and then there was and mostly British stuff is what I've read. But, you know, witches were the ones that did the baneful acts, right? If this person stole something from you, there would be a hex on them that their crops would fail until you got your mm-hmm. tools back or mm-hmm. your whatever. Mm-hmm. We see lots of hexes and curses in the lead tablets in Bath. All sorts of, when they did the excavation, Romans and the local peoples were mm-hmm. using them. Wherever there's written records, we know that a way that people without power tried to even the score used.
Yeah, the cursing. Even, you know, everybody who dug up Tut's tomb was dead in a year or so.
Yeah, there is that. We have a history of that.
The last Grandmaster of the Templars cursed the King of France, and him and his son and the Pope were all dead in a year.
And
he,
you know,
cursed
what?
Them all.
They had already prepaid the price, right? You were saying about consequences. There comes a point in people's lives sometimes where the consequence is worth it, right? And who am I to say or make a pronouncement about that if somebody is coming from a place of such deep inequity?
Yeah, I understand.
Hoodoo magic from the States came out of a black slave tradition, replanted here in North America. You go. You do whatever you can to right those, you know. So historically, I see it that way. Currently, if I am going to, for instance, I have a situation, somebody in my family had a marriage that ended badly, and there was abuse, there was violence. They needed to be a peace bond. And that's manifest real world things that you do. You go to the courts, you put a peace bond. She never asked if she wanted me to lay a protection around her and some sort of repelling, some sort of spell that would keep him away from her. I would have done that.
That's a different situation, though.
No, but you're saying you don't do it because there's consequences. But I think you can turn people's actions. I've done mirror spells.
Mirror spells, binding spells, things like that. I'm not against that. I'm just, you know, I hate your guts and I want all your hair to fall out. Like, you know, maybe not that.
Like, do you consider a mirror spell a curse?
Mirror spells.
They do get grouped in that when you're studying.
They do, but when you do a mirror spell, that is completely will be dependent on the actions of the other person. If that person is causing harm to you, or you need protection from them, or whatever the case might be, the mirror spell, all you do is set that up. And if they behave properly, they're great.
Yeah.
If they don't, well, then that's their ricochet. It's dependent on their actions. It's not, to me, just cursing them because I'm pissed at them. It's for protection, it's for this, it's for that, or to binding, like when that, there was, I don't know, who was it? It was, there was something going on and someone was causing harm or whatever, and, you know, to bind them not to do harm. But just to, you know, you pissed me off, my neighbor, their dandelions are in my yard, and I'm going to hex you. No, that's, you know, I don't go for that.
Yeah.
But if you're doing good and you leave me alone, nothing's going to happen. You're going to go happily on your way. And when I do it, it's like, if you're doing good and you're living your life quietly away from me, I wish you all the best. But if you're going to intrude and cause me harm, then it will be repelled back to you. So you see, that's not, to me, that's acceptable. I know it's a fine line.
No, I agree. But if you pick up a book about curses, they include mirror spells. They include bindings. They include. So, you know, I think there is a place for all of those things. And I think there is a place if I advocate, perhaps in a legal situation or something, that I would end up, if I advocate for myself or a family member or a friend who has requested that, the effect of that is maybe I help them. But whoever they're in that legal battle with, I'm effectively doing harm to. And I have to be okay with that in my head. And I feel like if I would do something in the manifest world, like stand up and be an ally for somebody, then I will stand up in a spiritual or energetic way and be supportive of them. And I'm prepared to pay that price,
By the same token, you may stand up and be their ally, but you're not going to take out a gun and shoot them. That's just supporting them. That's not literally causing harm necessarily to someone else. See where I'm at?
Okay, so not very nice stories about Gwen. I have intruded on somebody physically abusing somebody else, and I hit them.
Okay.
I stood in front and I hit them. That was much younger years. Somebody was tormenting people that were younger than we were. I was a teenager. They were tormenting younger people. And I got in between and smacked them. And Got lots of offers for dates after that, which really
put our men for a few more years. I was like,
are you kidding?
Crazy guy.
When I was young and someone was picking on my younger brother or sister, I punched many a person.
So there you go. That is a manifest world curse.
It is.
You're causing harm to somebody.
But to me, that's defensive.
That is still an aggressive act. You could take that person as an ally. You're supposed to take them out of this situation. You're not supposed to hit them.
I guess I'm in big trouble then.
As a property manager in a rough area, I got called into a situation where one of my tenants had been attacked by somebody, like mugged on the way home. And they came in and they were shaken up and they said, I just got mugged. They phoned the police. And then the person that mugged them, that was obviously on something, came on top. The property, and the person was really shook up, and I thought, okay, well, I guess I have to go out and confront this person and get him off the property. I don't want this potential serial mugger to be on the property of the many properties that are there and interfering with my tenants. Well, this man was foot and a half taller than me and younger and stronger. And so I looked around, grabbed a rock that was about 8 inches, because again, I want to level the playing field. And then I went over and we had a conversation and he left. So the police finally show up and they separate us to get our stories. And there's two people that were there and witnessed my confrontation as I scare this guy off. And they said, We told them that you threatened them with a rock. And I'm like, what? What? So they come back and they say, do you want to adjust your story?
And you said, no. Well,
I may have on the way out grabbed a rock, but I didn't actually hit anybody with it, you know? But I thought that was a leveling up.
But you know, the same way, would have been your self-defense. You just didn't go out and hit him. You know, that was in case he came at you. That was self-defense.
Yes.
But even if you're hitting, you would have hit that person, you would have only done it in self-defense.
Yes. But some people could say energetically, magically, they're doing something defensively. They're doing something in self-defense. If I will do it in the manifest world, I have to entertain the possibility that somebody may feel they may not be brave enough to do that in the manifest world. I wasn't really brave enough or I wouldn't have picked up a rock. They might hide behind the door and send a curse out. I can't judge that.
No, any kind of binding or mirror and all that, I see that as protection magic. Because you're not attacking, you're just setting up a layer of protection for yourself. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it's an extremely fine line.
Yeah.
So extremely if anyone fine finds Gwen's new strong, independent attitude incredibly attractive, feel free to email 3 Witches and a Druid or 3 TW gmail.com.
So now we know that if we piss Gwen off, she might rifle us in the head with a rock.
Yeah, so.
You see, I've kept that under wraps for quite some time. You guys knew that story with me and the mugger?
No, I didn't know that.
Actually, now that you're saying it, it's tinkling in the back of my head.
Oh my gosh.
Because I still live at that property.
Yes. And it's
very... And that mugger's still there.
And it's... Well, I cleaned it out. Actually,
you really did.
Yeah.
His particular mugger, the police did catch him further down the road. He did like 9 months for robbery because he had a knife.
Wow.
And...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
See, I needed the rock. I had even the score. Anyway, so he did like 9 months. I was like, well, I figured they, you know,
slap him on the wrist
yeah. and send him on his way. But yeah, because all he got was 2 bus tickets from the guy he mugged.
Jeez.
So he mugged somebody, got 2 bus tickets, and the guy struggled out and got out of the way. Like he distracted him with the bus tickets, ran into the office because his building was fair distance away. And then we had all these interactions and the police came, etc. Yeah.
You have if you're going to do it in the manifest world, you'll do it in the magical world.
Well, I'm probably more likely to step up and do it in the manifest world. I'm more likely to lay a peace bond or go confront somebody, especially if I'm in protector mode for myself. Yes. I let people walk all over me all the time.
But not for your kids or your grandbabies.
But not for my kids or whatever. Like yeah. I definitely don't judge people who, if they don't feel strong enough to stand up against somebody, if they say, I am going to make you so uncomfortable you leave. I don't know. I've been there.
No, you see, I don't see that as hexing, I guess. I guess it's just different points of view. Different points
because
of view.
When Brian first brought up the subject, I was thinking about, you know, the whole, I'm going to hex my ex-boyfriend because he was an asshole.
And at the store, I'm sure you got requests like that.
Professional
people always, they often do. And that's not something I'm prepared to be a part of.
No. Although it's really strange. The other day, we had a young woman at the flower shop who was annoyed that none of our roses had thorns on them. Because before we put them out for sale, we dethorn them all because we don't want a customer poking themselves. And I wasn't serving her. It wasn't till I guess the interaction was over and she left that whoever I was working with was like, this one was really rude. She wanted roses with thorns and she was really rude to me that we didn't have any. And that's exactly what
your mind was.
She wanted it for something.
Well, it's love and protection whatever.
Do any of you, like, have experience placing a hex or a curse on an individual? And if so, what is your sort of go-to? Is it, like, collect hair, stick pins in a voodoo doll, write a letter, burn a picture?
Ooh, you got a lot of ideas. What about you, Brian?
So, actually, I'm going to finish this off because this is something Karen and I discuss quite a lot.
Okay.
We have a lot of curses and hexes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can hardly wait. So you do bindings, Mae?
I have done binding. My biggie is usually a picture and a mirror.
I do mirror spells. And a mirror. Even in a benign way, in a new home or something, you can put a mirror in certain areas to just to empower it to send any negative things coming your way.
Yes, to do it that way. But it has been a very, very long time since I've done something like that. Very, very long time. And usually, and I don't do it simply for spite, or maybe once. But it wasn't a hex. It was, you know, you do good and you will have a good life. You do bad and, well, it was just more of a ricochet thing.
Right.
You know? So I do believe in it for protection, but it's been a very long time since I've done that. Usually, for me, it's only a self-defense protection thing, not an attack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fair.
It's not, I don't, because I don't know, my luck isn't that good. I would get bad karma if I went right out of my way, you know, to do that.
Well, even in, like I say, in the real world, you look for fights, you have a life that's filled with fights, right?
Yes.
Like that magical law of return or whatever, you do see comparisons in real world.
Yes.
Behaviors and actions.
It's so like, I don't want to get into this. I don't want trouble with this.
If I'm not prepared to pay the price. Yeah.
You just go on your way and just I'll go on my way and you just keep. I'm very big on that.
I wish you well. And well away from me.
Yes.
Well away from me.
So this is a topic Karen and I have discussed a lot. And we have what we call the minor inconvenience list of curses that we have placed on many people over time.
Oh my gosh.
And I had Karen send me some of the best ones we've done. May you burn the roof of your mouth on a reheated piece of pizza. May you please stub your baby toe on each corner twice a day. May you cut the corner of your mouth on a Freezy wrapper. Half of the time, your chocolate bars will melt. This is a terrible one and not child friendly. May you lose internet connection just before climax.
Oh, you know what? I take that back. I'll take one thing back. Okay, get going.
May your next bag of chips be stale and half empty. May you never find French fries in the bottom of your fast food bag.
That's real good. I did one once, and I think we were in Phoenix Coven when my friend of ours had their house broken into. And I did say, you know what, we did a little ritual about protection and this and getting the stuff back. And I did say, and may their fingers burn with guilt. And lo and behold, the person who broke in was someone they knew, and they did burn their hand.
You did place a curse on someone.
I did. I forgot about that. So maybe I have. May their fingers burn with guilt for stealing. And they did. They burned their hand.
Wow.
So there we are.
Yeah, so we have this huge list of these minor inconvenience curses. And maybe if I can get Karen to sit down and record a bunch.
That would be amazing.
But that's really cute.
They're often little things that just would annoy you, like
step on a piece of Lego.
Yeah, may your shoelaces never remain tied. Nothing to bring harm, but just to annoy you enough that you maybe reconsider what the actions you have performed to have this curse or hex placed upon you.
Well, you know, that's kind of cute, actually. That's very cute. But I know someone who was cursed.
Yeah.
She ended up with flesh-eating disease.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And a fancy-ass witch from out in BC had to come and take the curse off her.
Wow.
She had flesh-eating disease. Someone said to her, a friend of hers said, you've been cursed. You've been hexed. And they couldn't figure out how to get it off. So somebody else had to come and take care of it for her.
Well, I don't know if you remember. This is maybe a decade ago or so. Dave and I had the worst run of bad luck, which lasted a couple of years. It was just horrible. And a couple of people said at the beginning, they were like, it's like you're cursed. It's like you're cursed. And I laughed because I'm freaking adorable. Who would curse me, right? I, it's just...
Well, hold up. We just learned a lot about you in the last year. That cuteness clearly is just a facade.
It was just a facade. Mm-hmm. But Dave, in his role of festival coordinator, and I think some of you will remember
this.
Oh,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He stood up to a bully who has bullied the community and interceded on behalf of somebody. And this person was much larger, had martial arts training, all these sorts of things, and authority. And Dave had self-righteous, you know, that righteousness of being there for the right reasons and interceding.
He was correct.
And he was in the right. Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, it was he was pure emotive. He was there for the right reason. And he put up a block. There was no physicality, but this person who had standing lost standing in the eyes of the community because he was seen for the bully that he was, and Dave didn't back down. This guy was very intimidating to people, and he used his intimidation to get his way. So that had happened, and that was a small thing. It was forgotten, you know, like, you know, after the little hiccup, it was forgotten by us. It was a small thing, and we thought everything was fine. This person goes away, leaves the area, actually moves away. And anyway, there's just this run of bad luck, run of bad luck, run of bad luck, run of bad luck. And people were saying these things, and we were out money, and Dave was getting hurt all the time. And yeah, we got terrible debt, and it was random and weird with things breaking down for no reason and all these sorts of things. And then there was it's like you're cursed. It's like you're cursed. And, you know, we laugh about it. And then, oh, it just got more and more beaten down as this cycle gets worse and worse. And I'm like, I don't know. So we talked to somebody local and said, I'm so beaten down, and I don't believe anybody would do this to us, but look into it. And they hadn't been at that situation. They weren't part of the community that would have heard this. And they came back with a story and a person and a idea and a type of a whatever. And I said, what can you do? She said, I can take care of it. And I said, please, because we can't get it out of our own way anymore. Like, we just, like, all the good was sucked out of us, all the energy. Mm-hmm. In less than a month, we had $15,000 arrive on our doorstep. Nobody had to die for it. It was unintended, you know, on a sources that we never expected to receive money from, which cleared all of our debts. Dave's shoulder magically healed. There was all these sorts of things that had been whatever, and they were resolved in less than a month. And I was like, again, I didn't think that I was vulnerable to curses. I didn't think I was a target, and I also didn't think I was vulnerable to them. And when that happened, it kind of woke me up a little bit more.
Yes, to always be protecting yourself.
Protecting yourself. And do it preemptively. Do it when things are great, because you never know. You never know what little bit of vindictiveness or envy. And some people may not even be magically trained. This person was. Forceful intent sent has power.
It does. My 13-year-old daughter accidentally hexed a boy who dumped her. She was 13. She didn't realize which, you know, her, all of her energy and this and that.
That's psychic.
The poor kid ended up anemic and sick and everything else. And I figured out, like, I said, you hexed him. She says, what do you mean? And I said, have you been, like, she wasn't deliberately doing it, but, you know, very lot of energy and powerful. She had hexed him. I said, you get that energy off him. She says, well, I don't know what to do. She didn't mean to. She didn't even know she was doing it.
Yeah.
But she's very powerful psychically and all of that. And he got better after.
After there was that focus.
Yeah, you got to be careful, because, you know, even the whole what energy you give out affects others. So it just goes round and round and round. So it's very interesting. And we thought we'd have nothing to talk about for this episode.
Yeah, it's a good going here.
Well, look, thank you all very much. Please don't hex people.
Yeah.
Self-defense only. Thank you very much for joining in. And if you have any questions or comments, you can reach us on our Facebook page. And if you have any suggestions for future shows, and if you'd like to send us in a ghost story, you can send one to...
Does it need to be a personal story? We were looking for personal
anything,
stories.
Anything, any little thing, okay.
Yeah. Creepypasta. Real story.
A real story. Excellent.
Hello, beloved listeners and patrons of Three Witches and a Druid podcast. We would like to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude for your unwavering support of our podcast. With your encouragement, we have been able to explore and celebrate the rich and diverse world of paganism and spirituality. We feel blessed to have had the opportunity to share our knowledge and experiences with you. As we continue to grow and evolve, we invite you to join us on this journey and become a Patreon member of our podcast. Your contribution will help us to continue creating quality content and provide you with more exciting episodes filled with wisdom, insights, and a little enchantment. By becoming a Patreon member, you will not only support our mission, but you will also have access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes goodies, discounts, and much, much more. Together, we can create a thriving and supportive community. To our amazing Patreons who have been there to support us through the past 3 seasons, Sybil, Josie, Catherine, Nicole, Amy Beth, Tomlin, Samantha, Stephanie, Chris, Ramos, Eric, Karen, Highland Horde, Danny, Tania, Sarah, Kay, Linda, and Jennifer. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of our Three Witches and a Druid family. Let us continue to inspire and uplift each other, and may our collective energy bring light and love to the world.
Okay, then. And until next time, everybody, merry meet.
Merry heart.
And merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid podcast. Thanks for listening.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.